It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The main rival to Mexico's president-elect says he's leaving mainstream politics for now. That quiets a key source of opposition to Enrique Peña Nieto, whose victory in this summer's election had been clouded by accusations of vote buying and fraud. But Mexico's electoral tribunal has upheld the election results, and Peña Nieto has moved forward in naming a transition team. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It's been more than 2 months since Mexicans went to the polls to elect a new president, and it will be another 2.5 until the winner takes the oath of office. Since losing by less than 7 percentage points, second-place finisher Andrés Manuel López Obrador has dogged the president-elect, who had hoped for a smooth ride into power. However, yesterday at a rally in front of tens of thousands of supporters packed into Mexico City's historic Zócalo Plaza, López Obrador announced he was ready to move aside. Well, sort of.
No voy a reconocer a Peña Nieto como presidente legítimo de México.
In his typical feisty oratory, López Obrador refused to recognize Peña Nieto as the country's legitimate president. But unlike 6 years ago, when he lost the presidency by a slim margin and led paralyzing protests for weeks, López Obrador was more resigned. He said he was leaving the PRD, the Party of the Democratic Revolution, which he helped found nearly a quarter century ago.
En esta nueva etapa de mi vida, voy a dedicar toda mi imaginación y trabajo. A la causa de la transformación de México.
In this new stage in my life, López Obrador told the crowd, I will dedicate all of my imagination and work to the transformation of Mexico. He pledged to head a new civic movement dedicated to peaceful social change. Political analyst Denise Dresser says despite the growing animosity toward López Obrador and his protests, he and a fledgling student movement did put Peña Nieto on the defensive and forced him to back democratic reforms.
He didn't slide into power as he thought he might, and that he was forced to respond. Not that he wanted to, but he had to.
Peña insists his pre-party, the Institutional Revolutionary Party, which ruled Mexico for 71 years with a reputation for corruption and vote rigging, is more democratic and modern now. In his 46-member transition team announced last week, there were many young faces, most in their 30s and 40s and educated in the U.S. But analyst Jorge Chabat says the team also includes old members of the pre-party. Chabat says Peña has his work cut out for him if he really wants to bring change to both the pre and Mexico.
The people who oppose the change in the political system are not only outside the pre, many of them are inside the pre.
Peña has to wait more than 2 months before he really gets down to work. Mexico has one of the longest electoral transition periods in the world. The Mexican president doesn't take power until December 1st. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.